DIY time now on Afternoons, and Stan Scott generously gives us 5 or 10 minutes of his time once a fortnight to answer a list of questions about stuff they've got to do around their house, and Stan joins me now. Hello.
G'day, Jesse.
Nice to talk to you, sir.
You too, mate.
Well, look, Red is on the Wild West Coast. He says he'd like to concrete plaster the walls of his house. Cladding is currently painted wood. Would I need a fine mesh down first for a key, or can I just... Oh, my gosh, I don't understand this one. Can I scarify cement board for a...
Scarify it, yeah.
It's very technical. How did this one slip
through? Yeah, it sounds like it's a wood look cement, sort of like a cladding on the exterior. I wouldn't recommend going straight over the top like that, you know. I would be getting someone that specialises in soldered plastering because, you know, there's breather holes, there's vent cavities, all sorts of things. You can't just go straight over top your existing cladding. You've got to have expansion joints. You've got to make sure there's a cavity. So even if you do like a flick coat and sort of like what you're saying, scarify it and ready for a top coat, it still doesn't wash. I would definitely seek the advice of someone who specialises in solid plastering, and doing something like that may even, what he's proposing on doing may even trigger a consent. So I wouldn't sort of take it too lightly. I'd talk to the council first. You don't have to say exactly where you are, but just tell them what you want to do and see if that's something that would trigger a consent in your area, and talk to someone who specialises in that, because it is a very specialised area, that sort of job.
Thank you. Jesse, could you please ask Stan what I can do about rusty chicken mesh? It's on a six-year-old, a rusty chicken mesh net on six-year-old coastal chicken coop. It's underneath the corrugated iron roof that it is rusted, which makes it very tricky to access or swing a hammer or even a stapler or gaffer tape as a last resort. And the pesky sparrows are driving Peggy and Polly crazy by eating all their food. Roy Mutter says, I'm no spring chicken myself, so I need an easy fix answer, please.
Wow, that is a tricky one out there. Look, if you can't get a stapler in there, surely there's enough room to get a stapler and maybe string some, you know, a tarpaulin of some sort, or I wouldn't say building paper because that ends up deteriorating after time. That is a real tricky one without seeing it, but surely you must be able to get some sort of a tarpaulin stapled up underneath to keep the old chooks happy. But if I had a picture, I'd probably be able to get a little bit better of a picture, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I'll ask Roy Mutter to send a picture and see if you've got any ideas.
Go on.
Lee asks, how do I deal with a large watermark on a wooden floor? It's a result of minor flooding.
Right. Once again, you know, there's not many times, Jesse, that you hear me say it, get someone else in, but I think the last time we spoke, and this time, like I said, things that may trigger concerns like that the exterior cladding one, and something that's as big and major as stains on a floor, I would not want to use my expertise in giving someone advice to do that. I would be contacting a floor sanding expert. Because you may even be able to get insurance for that one. I know recently a friend of mine here in Gisborne recently had to have a look at it for an insurance job on a wooden floor where a pukeko flew in through the house. And sort of left its droppings everywhere and stained the floor. Now, that was something out of his league, and he had to get a floor sander in to sort of advise the best way to go, and that's what I would do on that sort of a mark on a wooden floor as well.
Thank you. Colin asks, who repairs sash windows?
Well, the sash windows, depends what sort of repairs you're talking about. If we're talking about, you know, the sash windows, like in an old villa that have got the sash cord attached to them and you've got the weights within the wall itself, and it's just the sash cord that you need replacing, because quite often after about 20-odd, 30 years, that sash cord deteriorates and breaks and the weight just sort of sits there. Someone who specialises in villa restorations will be able to do that for you relatively easy. But if it's talking about like rot or anything else apart from what I was just mentioning, a joiner would probably look at something like that.
Thank you. After a roof leak, I have rust on my log burner. Someone suggested a product, CLR, but it's not meant to be used on cast iron, apparently. So how should they get rid of the rust? And once the rust is removed, asks Freddie, is there a special paint for log burners?
Right. Yes, there is, actually, because I had the same thing myself. Just use the Scotch-Brite to remove the rust, because it'll only just be surface rust. And then you can actually buy from a lot of either hardware shop or a place that actually sells fireplaces, that you can actually buy a high temp paint, and you can either get it in a Metallica or a Satin. I think I paid about $40 for a can. And, you know, put a drop cloth up, give it a spray after you've given it a clean down with the Scotch-Brite, and make sure there's no dust or sort of grease or grime or anything like that left on it, and give a spray and it'll come up looking like brand new.
Thank you. Phil's got roof problems too. He says, what's the best way to stop birds getting in under the corrugated roofing iron on my house? The builders forgot to put bird proofing in when they built it 25 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's actually not a common sort of a thing for builders to do that. You sort of almost have to specifically ask for it. But once again, in my sleep out, Jesse, I didn't have birds, but I did have rats getting in, unfortunately. And the mother-in-law wasn't happy. So I had to. There is a product that's a foam, like a bitumen foam product, that is flat on the bottom and it's the shape of corrugated on the top. It comes in about a 2 meter length, and you sort of squeeze it and fit it in between the gaps.
Cool.
Now that did the job for me quite nicely. I think they're in about 2 meter length off the shelf at Mitre 10 where I got mine from, and that worked quite well actually.
Love
and
it.
I think it's called Bitu foam. Bitu foam, B-I-T-U foam.
Great advice. Thank you so much, Stan. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Jesse. You too, mate. Cheers.